Bonjour, mon vieux.
September 24th. Annie Kopchovsky cycles the globe. On this day in 1897, Annie Kopchovsky arrived back in Boston, Massachusetts, to become the first woman to cycle round the world. She was a free-thinking young woman, mother of three children, who reinvented herself as the daring Annie Londonderry, athlete and globetrotter, travelling with a change of clothes and a pearl-handled revolver. She earned her way by carrying advertising banners through countries around the world. She saw the venture as a test of a woman's ability to fend for herself. The journey took her 15 months. She later said, "I can do anything that any man can do." Today's poem is about an Australian cyclist. It's called Mulga Bill's Bicycle, and it's by A.B. Banjo Patterson. "'Twas Mulga Bill from Eagle Hawk that caught the cycling craze. He turned away the good old horse that served him many days. He dressed himself in cycling clothes, resplendent to be seen. He hurried off to town and brought a shining new machine. And as he wheeled it through the door with an air of lordly pride, the grinning shop assistant said, 'Excuse me, can you ride?' 'See here, young man,' said Mulga Bill, 'from Walgett to the sea, from Conroy's Gap to Castlereagh, there's none can ride like me. There's nothing clothed in hair or hide, or built of flesh or steel. There's nothing walks or jumps or runs on axle, hoof or wheel. But what I'll sit, whose hide will hold and girths and straps are tight, I'll ride this here two-wheeled concern right straight away at sight.'" Today I ask that I will appreciate the freedom to roam that cycling allows me and so many others.